There's a statistic that at the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were 2 million Jews and about the same number of Chinese. Perhaps I'm getting the numbers slightly wrong. And we know that it's a lot of years later, and the number of Jews have not gone up significantly. And obviously the number of Chinese have gone up astronomically. And so I guess the question is not so much why the success of one nation over the other, but why is it that God has chosen, that his chosen people should be so small a number? Why does it have to be? And I think perhaps there is a couple possibilities. The first possibility, I think, has a lot to do with the very nature of the Jewish people. God wants us to be a people that actually cares about one another and really is invested in the success of each individual. And I think that that's an important thing to understand. For us to care about people, if there is, when you reach a certain number that's just so great, it becomes really, really, really hard. Really hard to actually care about individuals when you think about the totality of people. I read an article right after 9/11 that quoted a high-ranking Nazi who said, if you can reach the point where you kill enough people, the number becomes so astronomical, people can't really put it into perspective anymore. And I think that that's something that we did very well after 9/11, is despite the fact that it was such a large assault on the country, and so many people had died in such a short period of time, we actually gave the individual their own worth. We told the story of so many of the people that had been killed in the Twin Towers. We told them their story as individuals. We told their stories as human beings, as members of families. They weren't just names or numbers. They were complete people who we felt to some extent we could touch and we could feel. Why does that matter? Because when you become such a huge number, you lose your story. And so perhaps the first reason that God wanted the Jewish people so small was so that we would have that feeling of family. We'd have that feeling of individuality. And we would have that feeling that each and every one of us matter. Perhaps that is a big piece of it. But perhaps the other answer is an answer that we can find at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev. At the beginning of Parshas Ekev, God tells the Jewish people that I want you to know that you're going to fail. And the reason you're going to fail is you're going to believe too much in yourself. You're going to believe it's all you. You're going to believe that your success is a byproduct of your talents, of your strengths, and of all that you brought to the table. When you're a billion people, when you're a massive nation, it is so easy to actually believe that you are the reason why you're so successful. You are the reason why you are so great. But when you're a tiny people that just barely stays afloat, and yet somehow you rise to the top, it's much harder to say, this is all me. It's a lot easier to recognize the fact that, yeah, actually, there's a guiding hand in history. And that guiding hand in history is God. And he ensures that we continue to not only be, continue to be successful. Perhaps that's the second reason why we need to be such a small nation. It's to ensure that we don't ever begin to think that it's us that's gotten us to the promised land, but it's a recognition that God has gotten us there. Have a good day.